Good evening and welcome to Taizé. We're glad you're here tonight. Appreciate you coming in, out on a night when they're anticipating 4 to 7 inches by the morning. So it shows your dedication to worship. We're grateful you're here. Let us open an attitude of prayer. Now, Lord, we invite your holy presence here in this place, and we'd pray that your spirit would stir among us, that our ears would be open and our hearts would receive a blessing tonight, a word from you, and a message. We pray for your anointing upon this service as we seek to be in your midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
Oh God,
you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I'll seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days.
Oh God,
you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn
tonight comes from the Psalms, Psalm 121. After the reading, we invite you to be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber nor sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever.
are a moment, you are forever. Lord of the ages, God before time, we are a vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting.
During the silence after the reading this time, allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. During this silence, you're invited to come forward and offer a gift to God in the offering basket, to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God, and you may also come to the kneeler for anointing, for healing or consecration, for you or another. I will lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever.
than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
A final reading of our passage tonight. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you, and the Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. Amen. Can you turn me down just a little bit? Thank you. It's kind of bad when I can hear my own voice. Can everybody hear me still? Okay. Even back there? All right, good. The very first, it's very intentional what the writer is doing here in Psalm 121. And it starts right out with, I will lift my eyes towards the mountains. It's a reference to actually the time of Moses, if you recall, when Moses went up on the mountain because that's where God was dwelling. And so... the writer is saying, essentially, that's where I'm going to turn, because that's in his memory, that's the last time where God was physically present through the burning bush. And so he gives us a direction to where for us to turn, not necessarily towards the mountains, but to turn our heads towards God as we cry out or pray or reach towards God. And then something else that the writer does in this particular psalm is he uses the semantic verb or the Hebrew verb shamar, which means to guard, to keep, protect, observe. He uses that formation of that verb 6 times in this short little psalm. Your protector will not slumber. Your protector, the protector of Israel, does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects. The Lord is a shelter by your right hand. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. He will protect your coming and going. There's almost an over usage of the verb that the writer is really throwing out there, that God is there to protect us. He's wanting to make that point. He's hitting it home. And I was thinking about, like, how does that work for us? And this coming week, there are several of us that are going on a men's retreat. And it didn't dawn on me until today that sometimes we give the evil one too much credit. Like, Eric and I have been going on these team meetings in preparation for this spiritual retreat. We've been building team formation. We've been previewing talks. We've been praying. We've been communing together, having communion together, fully preparing for what is to come. And I didn't catch it until today that, you know, a lot of the guys and even 2 of the women clergy that are on the retreat team were making this comment. Well, be careful because, you know, the attacks are going to come this week in preparation of what God's going to do. And I thought about that and I thought, boy, sometimes we give Satan too much credit, right? I'll give you a perfect example. I hope it's a perfect example. So I get an email today from one of our clergy person on the retreat. The very first team meeting, which was 6 weeks ago, I believe, she previewed her talk. It was an Obstacles to Grace talk. Really well done. And at the end of the team meeting, she handed me her manual and said, I won't need it because you'll have the spiritual director's manual for the weekend, and if I need to read out of it, you can just hand me yours. And I said, yep, that's right. So I stuck it in my bag, and I've had it for 6 weeks now. So the email I get from her today is like she's panicking. She's in fear that she's lost this team manual. She's actually, in fact, tore up her entire house, cleaned her car out, is really going frantic, even is trying to tear her office apart at the church. And in her email, she's writing all of this, and then she goes, look, whatever it costs to replace it, you know, just I will absorb the cost. And she goes, I just can't believe that, Satan is attacking me this way. And after I read the email, I thought, I'm pretty sure that she gave me her manual. So I went out to the car and I grabbed the bag that has all the manuals in it, and I brought it in and I looked on the sheet, Obstacles to Grace. I looked in the bag. Yep, right there's the manual. So I emailed her back and I said, peace be with you. I just want you to know that you gave me your manual 6 weeks ago after the first team meeting. And I said, in a way, your prayers have been answered, right? And she wrote back, she goes, it's funny how God has a sense of humor, because she had told her husband, who is also a United Methodist clergy, that she would never, ever give back a manual, that she would always keep a manual right up to the walk. And here, what did she do? She gave it up. And I say all of that to make this point. Like, when we can be prophetic in our own way, for good and for ill. Like, I distinctly remember her saying at the last team meeting, now you need to be in prayer because we're going to be in spiritual attack in the week to come. And I thought, I walked into work today with peace, thinking, I don't want to give too much credit to the evil one. I'm sure there's going to be some trials, but, you know, I'm just going to attack the day like the scripture that I read tonight, that God is our protector. Sure, things get rough when people are about to experience God on the mountain, because Satan doesn't want that. But I'm not going to give that credit to him. I'm going to give credit to our God, our protector, to Jesus, who assured us there would be trials. But he told his disciples, the very last thing he said, lo, I will be with you always. And so we come to the table that he prepared, that he actually took bread, blessed it, and gave thanks, and said, take, eat, for this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks, and he blessed it. And he said, take, drink, for this is my blood, blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I would like to go one step further and say that he does this as a way for us to again remember who our God is, to remember we have a God that wants to protect us, that wants to be our shelter, that wants to be our comforter, our healer, who is willing to offer everything for the sake of being in relationship with us. And so we pray. We pray that God would pour out His Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these elements made of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Christ, that as we partake in them, that we become one with Christ and one with each other, and that we could celebrate the good news that He died for us, that He is our protector, our sustainer, our redeemer. In His name we pray. Amen. So I invite all who are hungry and thirsty to come to the table. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church in our eyes to receive the gift that grace, the gift of grace that God offers through the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the cup. The table is set. The gift is ready. Come as you are.
So I will.
lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven.
From Psalm 91, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, it is you in whom I trust. May you go from this place with that trust and hope, that knowing because you are a beloved child of God, you have the great protector who watches over you.